patient's name, first name is Edith, E-D as in doctor, I-T as in Tom H, my initial name as in Mary, last name Reed, R-E-E-D as in doctor. ID number is 13482, date of birth is December 11, 1924. This is an office, this is slash follow-up note. And also a letter to Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N as in Nancy, my initial A, last name Mitchell, M as in Mary, I-T as in Tom, C-H-E-L-L-M-D. This paragraph, dear Dr. Mitchell, I thought you would appreciate an update regarding Ms. Reed, an extra-pathic illness. Ms. Reed returns in follow-up regarding transfusion-dependent iron deficiency anemia in light of significant chronic epistaxis slash significant bleeding in light of her history of HHT symptom period. The patient continues to receive intravenous INSAID, 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 in doctor. Every 4 weeks in light of the above symptoms and findings and persistent anemia period. Unfortunately, coma, the patient continues to be transfusion dependent and receives packed red blood cells periodically period. Finally, coma, the patient is also known for her findings of IgG kappa monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance period. Next paragraph. Ms. Reed complains of feeling more tired than usual, period. There is mild dyspnea at exertion, period. She has chest pain, period. There is no worsening shortness of breath at rest, period. She does persist with chronic epistaxis with 5 to 7 episodes of bleeding weekly, which are quite large, period. otherwise, coma, there are no other complaints. She has any worsening bone pain or body pain, period. She is unaware of any lymphadenopathy, period. There is no weight loss or loss of appetite, period. And as far as the rest of the 14 systems review is non-contributory, period. And as far as medications reviewed and as noted in the chart, period. And as far as physical examination next general, she looks pale, period. There is no distress, period. Next vital sign, blood pressure 100 over 50, pulse 58, respiration 16, temperature 96.4, weight 142. Next, H-E-E-N-T, pale conjunctiva and enicteric sclera, period. Both nostrils are free of blood, slash blood clots, period. Next, the chest, not only superconcussion, period. Next, lungs clear to auscultation, period. Next, abdomen bowel sounds are normal active, period. It is soft, coma, depressible, and non-tender, period. Next, extremities, minimal peeling edema, which is more prominent in the left lower extremity, period. There is no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, laboratory. Number one, CVC slash differential is significant for a hemoglobin of 8.3, hematocrit of 27.4%, and NCV of 103.0, period. The rest is within normal limits, period. Renal function panel. It's only significant for a borderline serum creatinine 1.05, come at random glucose of 146, period. Estimated EFR of 48 ml slash MIN, period. Next number, iron profile reveals adequate iron stores, period. B12 and folate levels are also within normal limits, period. Next paragraph, impression number one. Transfusion-dependent slash chronic anemia in light of chronic significant and heavy epistaxis requiring not only intravenous iron infusions but also transfusions of packed red blood cells frequently. Period. Next number, IgG kappa monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance, period. Next paragraph, final recommendations. Number one, transfused 2 units of packed red blood cells, period. Continue to monitor weekly, period. If the patient, again, is found to have a hemoglobin of 8.5 or less, 2 units of packed red blood cells will be transfused, period. Next number, the patient has now become not iron deficient in light of frequent blood transfusions, period. I am only to continue intravenous iron infusions if the patient truly presents with iron deficiency, period. This could not be the case in light of the frequency and iron load that is given to the patient every time that she's transfused, period. next number, CBC cell differential, comma, comprehensive metabolic panel, comma, LDH, comma, beta dash 2MI0 microglobulin, comma, serum protein electrophoresis, comma, immunofixation, comma, quantitative immunoglobulins, comma, free kappa slash lambda lichen ratio. 5 days before return period, I would like to reassess monoclonal gammopathy, period, next number, iron profile, comma, B12, comma, folate, and reticulocyte count for 5 days before return, period, next number, I will assess misreading 4 weeks with the above results, period, next number, respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Assurance MD.